Joined now by Attenroy Camogie captain Lorna Hannan. Lorna, this is no doubt the biggest day of your career coming up.
Yeah, definitely, no doubt about it. There's been such a big build-up all around the parish, and everyone's so excited. And just this week, the bunting has gone up in the town and stuff like that. And I never thought to start this year. Obviously, it crosses your mind that you might play in Croke Park or reach that far. But just then, step by step, winning the county final, the Connacht final, all Ireland semi, that you begin get to the semi, you begin to dream about making it to Croke Park, and I suppose their dreams have become a reality now.
Before we talk about the Camogie itself, as you touched on there as well, I know you'll be trying to keep focused on the job at hand, but you can't escape the excitement that's building in the town.
Yeah, definitely. If you walk through the town, you'll definitely bump into someone wishing you luck and stuff like that. All the posters in the shop windows, posters around every corner in the street, really, it's great, and everyone's just wishing you the best and hoping that we'll win the final. Yeah.
Now, Lorna, you said a county final was the first target to see where we go in a national series, and we're in Croke Park for an All-Ireland final. It's been a long season this year, but a very satisfying one.
It has been long, no doubt about it, because we started back last year, about in February. But like when you're winning, like we didn't lose a match all year, so it doesn't. At the same time, it doesn't feel long when you're winning. Then we took a short break before Christmas, and then we came back like ready to go again. So it's just been full steam ahead since then.
Dervot was telling me it was 8:30 Stephen's morning, you were ready to go again.
Yeah, I think we're down in Munavay Woods, 8:30 Stephen's morning, but you're lucky to have to do these things. Like we're training in rain, hail, more snow this year than I've ever seen, and we were out in it one morning in Newcastle. Newcastle pitch, we were out in a heavy snow, so you have to do these things if you want to get this far.
Lorna, let's talk about the journey for a moment. We've spoken before the relegation last year. Attenroy at a crossroads, a lot of soul searching, I suppose, around. When did it really start coming together that you were going to rally this year and correct this ride and get back to senior Camogie first and foremost?
To be honest, I'd have to say the first season here. Catherine came in here and just trying to get us all in a good frame of mind. Then the next week she brought in like people just to go through basic strength work that we could do ourselves at home. So just from the get-go, really, it was all positive, all about building our own strength, fitness and all that. And yeah, from the get-go, we were like in the frame of mind that we wanted to get back up, and we did.
You were favourites, but you had your work cut out during some of the group games. And Cropwell got a draw as well, and it was a really competitive intermediate championship, but you answered every challenge.
It was, definitely. Like, we were expecting the physicality, and it definitely, that's what we got. Karen Moore in the semi-final, very physical team. They're very fit, young as well. And then Mount Belly, of course, we'd met them in the league final, and we knew what they were all about. So that was a tough game, but we came out the right side of it.
Now, I know there was a Connacht final at the end of the year, but really after beating Mount Belly, my law, it was always going to be about Waterford's Lismore, who carry a strong reputation. And yet again, you got on with the job.
Yeah, definitely. We had heard so much about Lismore. They'd won so much in the past. And I think we just had the legs in them in the end. We knew we were fit. We knew we were strong. And I think in the second half, they just couldn't answer us. So yeah, we came out on top there, I think, just purely because of our own hard work, fitness and everything throughout the year.
What's the mood in the camp now among the girls when you get a chance to really take it all in, that this team was going to Croke Park?
The mood, I just have to say, excitement, really, just because there's so many young girls here and they can only, like myself, only dream of playing in Croke Park. Like, I know we have Therese, Jessie and Jean and all them. There's so much experience, so they just tell us the basics about how loud it's going to be, kind of the practical things like that as well. And just to take it all in, and just excitement, really. Can't wait.
That experience is going to be vital as well, as you touched on Trace and Jesse, Gina and Noreen as well, who have all played in Croke Park too. They know what it's all about, but of course, for the rest of the players, it's a completely different experience.
Yeah, like we've all been there so many times supporting hurlers, Camogie players, but it's going to be so different to play and to run out from that tunnel, to get ready in the dressing rooms together, all that. It'll be such an experience, and one that we'll never forget, I'm sure.
Gina tells me there's a new generation of players coming through that you're holding no fear, and this could be the first step of many more.
Yeah, definitely. Just last Sunday, we had a panel match, and we brought in a few of them, the 16 girls, who would still be too young to play, but they put it up to us, definitely. They're up and coming, definitely.
As I mentioned at the start, we were talking about you getting to captain the team in Croke Park, and probably your biggest day as well. From the moment that Catherine told you were going to lead this team this year, how did you take it on, and what did it mean to you?
Yeah, she told me I think it was our first league match or something like that, maybe she asked me. And to be honest, I was surprised just because I thought I was maybe a bit young or something, but she said I was right for the job, so I took it on, of course. with no hesitation. I was delighted, and yeah, I've just really enjoyed it. Like, of course, winning the few cups have been the highlights, but just really the bond and the team. I think it's just been great this year. It's all been so positive. So yeah, really enjoying it.
Athenry lost two All-Ireland finals at the turn of the decade, and for some of the older players, it'll really be a motivating tool as well. But even for the supporters, the club as well, to get a chance to win an All-Ireland title would be something extra special.
Yeah, it would. And that's, like I said, there's such excitement, and there's been buses being organised and everything like that, fundraising. So they're all, the whole parish is getting behind us, which is great, and they just want the best for us on the day.
I won't ask you about speeches or homecomings or anything like that. There's a job to do too. And no doubt Johnstown Bridge will bring up a real difficult assignment.
Yeah, we've heard they're a very good, strong team. I'm sure they'll have great support, no more than ourselves. So yeah, they'll put it up to us, no doubt.
And Lauren, a final question. If you get to walk up the steps of Croke Park, the Hogan Stand in Croke Park, very few Galway people, let alone Athenry people, have done. It'll put you in a leap bracket with some of your club members.
It will, definitely. I know, talk keeps crossing my mind about walking up, but I have to get the match over with first, and then we'll see about that.
Well, Lorna, we're definitely very confident. We wish you the very, very best luck, and all go well. We'll be talking to you after Sunday's game, and hopefully you'll have a trophy in hand as well.
Thanks a million. Thank you.